thank you.
Sure. What's your handle, by the way?
But we always have coffee. Not cheating, we always have coffee.
Did you eat three regularly when you came out?
Let me get over to you.
I would say you need more at a certain time.
Between meals today, you might have one.
A snack, yeah. But at that time, I don't think you would have too much. You wouldn't have what you have today. But you eat your breakfast, dinner, and stuff at a certain time. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a certain time to eat. Nobody was down there.
Daddy would come in and what?
Well, we would come in from out the field after we washed up and we would eat. Most of the time, my daddy never ate with the lights, you know. Always ate with the sunlight. That's one thing. But he might go to see us 3 o'clock.
And I've got to get back to you.
You've
done a whole deal already, boy. And I talked to a wild man. He said you was
going
to be.
We went one time. It looked like the weather was bad, so we went one time in the field. And I was cleaning drains, and it was still dark. It wasn't getting daylight, but I had gone out the night before, and I was still tired, looked like I was sleeping, but I didn't know what time it was. He woke me up, I just jumped out of bed, put my clothes on, and a little while back, my neighbor passed, and I said, what time it was? He said, 4:30. I said, what time I went to? I don't know when the hell time I went away. He said, 2 o'clock. But naturally, when daybreak started, it started to rain. He said, so we come in. And boy, that I slept. But that's how people work. But that's one thing my dad remembered, to work late at night. But, like I tell you, they're very late at night.
Right now, he's rebellious.
You know what does that?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, something.
That's it, right there.
Well, the children of today don't work.
Well, he's on this
highway right here.
Well, I can make him live to Desmond.
Yeah, I can. In Centerville.
Now, years ago, they had separate schools and separate
rooms. For colored. Uh-huh. But now they all mixed.
Yeah.
I used to have 9 men cutting cane for me by hand. One woman, one of the men had his wife then. She used to cook for him and cut him. Good king cutter too.
What would you call them when you were coming up? What would you know that?
Negroes or niggas or black fellas, anything.
And what would they call you?
Mr. Joe.
That's right. Or your father, did they have a name for him?
No, they call him Mr., you know, his dad was Charles, Mr. Charles or Mr. Papa had a nickname, T-Shaw, Mr. T-Shaw. Papa had some colored men. My daddy had some colored men that worked 26 grindings with them. Straight grindings. That's a hell of a long time. And good men, too, and he used to pay him, not at this door, but his house over there. He used to pay him he had a table. And when those fellas walk in there, they tip their hats off. They had the hats off. And nobody had shoes built on their shoes to come in the house. You know, but I mean, for the colored men. Yeah. They respected, my daddy would respect them. My daddy was a very few men that would leave the colored men come in his house to get paid. They would come sit down. They had their chair, he had a table, like a desk. And he had his book and his name. But at that time, they wouldn't take all that pay. They take what they owe the store, a few dollars to buy cigarettes.
You have a store?
No. I have a place for them. You know, I call that my shack. But